Barry Hanna is a child of William Faulkner's Southern Gothic. If you care about Faulkner and miss him, you're better off reading Hanna than Frederick Carl. Carl's brand new 1,000-page biography is an enormous smog of Faulkner facts, most of them irrelevant. Whereas Hanna's novels and stories are full of Faulkner's ghosts, they howl at Faulkner's moons, his Thomas Hardy sort of fatalism, the crushing weight he felt of history and original sin. They try to talk their way out of Faulkner's suffering traps. As if language had teeth, they chew off their own paws. Hanna lives, as Faulkner did, in Oxford, Mississippi, and he's done his best, as Faulkner did, to destroy himself by booze. And in Boomerang, he even makes fun of Faulkner. His parody is both hilarious and obscene, but he seems also to gag on the tongue in his cheek. Father killing is serious business. Boomerang can't decide whether to be fiction or autobiography. It's a brilliant fidget. Memory messes with itself. The writer sails a boomerang over the hedge of his southern boyhood. It returns to the grown-up Hanna, bringing with it all that's happened in between, the good deeds and the cruelty. We meet real people, named out loud, writers like Willie Morris, Norman Mailer, Jim Harrison, Alex Haley, and Tom McGuane. And real people thinly disguised, like Eudora Welty, unkindly burlesqued, I don't know why and I resent it, as Mona Neary. And characters I take to be fictitious, like Yelverston, whose son is murdered and whose revenge is the surprise twist of Hanna's plot, a moral boomerang. Meanwhile, frying squirrels or shooting snakes, riding his Harley or a hobby horse, blowing trumpets or cocaine, beating a drum and his third wife, Hanna fumes and rages. I seem to be talking about nothing but war and the threat of calamity, he says. The calamity is that we get only 75 years to know everything, and that we knew more by our guts when we were young than we do with all these books and years and children behind us. Once upon a time, this Barry Hanna was, quote, tiny but sincere. Later on, they put him in a nut house. Because of drinking and shooting, he explains. I had a nasty laugh then, and I was a roaring drunk with weapons in my hand. I thought I was enormously sensitive and a hero, but I was scaring hell out of everybody I loved. Nevertheless, he insists, I love my father with the deepest fathoms. And we are all so loaded up with what our good mothers did in the past that we walk through life like darlings. These days, he tells us, he's a father again, and he's given up smoking, and he's kind to animals, and he listens to Bach. He promises to love his children on the heroic, redemptive plane of his character Yelverston, a lifetime deal. We've heard these promises before from other male American novelists, like John Cheever in Bullitt Park and Joseph Heller in Something Happened, and I'm not sure I believe Hanna. He's still waving his guns around. He still scares hell out of me. But so did Faulkner. Both of them caused the mind to creep as well as the flesh.